Brandon's gonna show me his new ski boat. You guys wanna come? Let's go! Something's wrong! Slow down! Brandon, could you stop the boat a minute? Hand me your flashlight. I think so. Only he isn't flying. Now wait, this isn't the first one I've seen. I thought I saw one back there, and it looked dead too. Oh, sometimes 30 or 40 feet. Dad, look, there's dozens of them. Can you reach one? Look at that. Only when it's recent, otherwise it'd be stiff as a board. Pirates used to think of them as good luck. If you saw one, you were on your way to a fortune. Your ship sank. No, it's not. Well, how are you going to handle that? Somebody's in there. Thanks for the ride, Brandon. It was a great party. Good evening, Sheriff. Come have a look. We all saw the light. Yeah, we all see.
Sheriff. Further.
We saw a light. Well, maybe we could take the lock off. Go inside and look around. Okay. Thanks for coming out, Sheriff. You going home? We'll take shifts. Yell when you get tired. I want to take another look around. Me first, huh? Part-time investigator. Want to trade? You know what we need now? I'd settle for a flashlight. Glove compartment. I'll get it. Oh, it's just a bat. Well, all right, go sit in the car. I have to look around. George, if bats can get in, there has to be another entrance.
Not
whatever it is, I want to know. We did see a light in that tower last night, not the moon. Besides, I just found fresh tire tracks leading right to the edge of that cliff. Good question. Right. No. I'd be delighted. What are they? Did you know your lighthouse came with a ghost? Really? Fascinating. I'd like to join you. There's a few things I'd like to point out to Professor Wall. Ned, in case you've forgotten, I also work for my father. Oh, Professor, do ghosts leave footprints?
Well, your ghost spent some time in the light tower, recently.
They were right there, in the dust. I don't know, the floor was covered with it. Well, look, you can still see some in the corner. It must have blown away. Well, I did see them right there on the floor. And we all saw the light last night.
I believe...
Now, Ned, you stay out of this. You're not exactly unbiased, you know. Now look who's imagining things. Besides, I'm not going alone. George is coming with me. Dad, you're terrific. Come on, George. We got lots of work to do. I wonder what he's up to. George, have you ever heard any stories about that old lighthouse being haunted? Neither have I. I wonder where the professor's heard them. He's from clear across the country in California.
Excuse me for being nosy. I was wondering what our professor of parapsychology reads to put himself to sleep at night. This book's Lost Treasures of the World.
Never heard of any legends surrounding our lighthouse. Troubled ghosts or active ghosts. George, didn't the professor say that a student gave him this book and that he's been looking for the lighthouse for 3 years?
Yes, why?
This book was checked out of a Los Angeles library last June. Why? No, absolutely not. No, don't breathe a word about this to the professor, because he's up to something, and right now we have the upper hand. Well, one thing I'm sure of, that lighthouse is hiding something. We're gonna find out what it is. Simple. The professor needed time to set up all his ghosts and goblins for us. Oh, I'll bet we're in for quite a show. The rain I'm not sure about, but the rust I am. I'd have thought you'd been pleased. Ghosts must love this kind of night. Oh, I'll keep it on if you don't mind. It's freezing in here. I'll bet. Okay. What do you have here to ward off angry spirits?
Maybe a while. There's no reason we can't be comfortable, right?
What's all this stuff do?
No, George. Some dead fish, but I'm sure there's no connection with the legend. Be quiet. We've waited 3 hours for this show to begin. How can we leave now? Mine's not so bad either. Ghosts of the lost galleons who haunt the tower on the cliff, be gone. That's what happened. I'm not sure he wants to cancel it. My guess is the professor is hunting for treasure, and he didn't want anybody to know about it. Offshore oil rights are a big issue on this coast. I think we'd better go talk to my father. Does Jensen know about the professor's map and the treasure? Right. Father, if you don't mind, I'd like to be there tomorrow when the professor starts looking for his treasure.
I don't know. It's just a feeling I have about Professor Wall. He went to a lot of trouble to get his hands on that lighthouse, and I just don't see him as any wide-eyed innocent. That old legend about those four men being buried alive in the cave? Sure. But we still haven't explained those footprints I found in the tower yesterday.
Professor Wall made them?
Okay, let's say he made them. How did he make them disappear? He was outside with you. I saw you together from the tower, and I went down to meet you. We all went back upstairs, and the footprints were gone.
And
George, do me a favor tomorrow, first thing. Even better, call the big library there. I don't know, but I want you to check out that book the professor had. There's gotta be one. It's the only logical place I can think of. The dust.
What?
The dust inside that tower had blown clear across the room, and there was no wind coming in from the outside. There must be some kind of a powerful updraft that comes through the center of that tower. I'll bet it whistles all through those old caves. Don't you believe in ghosts? Universities do. Neither is that. That's because it hasn't been there before. My guess is that we're looking at an opening that's been sealed up, and now somebody's blown it open. Isn't this low tide? That would account for all the dead fish. They were killed by concussion. And the tire tracks by the cliff. He must have driven to the edge and lowered himself down to plant the charges. Hey, Ned, when's high tide? He's not telling us the entire truth, Ned. At least I know he's not in this alone. Somebody was in that tower yesterday. Who? And if the professor knows, why isn't he telling us? Maybe we'll find out when we get inside that cave. You know a better way to get to the bottom of this? There's only one way to find out.
Hey, Ned, look at that. That door doesn't look 18th century. Just like that, you know the door is 1930?
You think they use these caves beneath the lighthouse? Maybe the professor isn't hunting for treasure. I mean, maybe he has something to do with some organized criminals.
It's okay.
Oh,
it's all right. I don't know. Wait, it's long gone. Well, let's keep going, right?
The floor is getting awfully damp around here. How could we be getting down close to sea level when we're going uphill? Ned, we're definitely going up, but so is the water. Oh, the tide's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. I don't like it. Ned's shoulders have made it possible. Well, it looks like the perfect ending. George, how is New York?
Oh,
I've got nothing but time. You seem to have solved the lighthouse problem. What is it? They're not the same. They're almost the same. This one's about a lighthouse in Florida. George, you're the greatest.
Hi.
Not exactly. This one's been quite a challenge.